Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
From a lack of a filter to unhinged lunacy, we ask you, the people, is Anna Zapp out of line?
1-800-330-9999. Am I out of line? Honestly, Raven, I didn't even want to talk about this because it makes me feel and seem so old. But then I talked to like a few other moms that are cool and young and hip like me.
Oh, yeah. That's what they are. I haven't evaluated these people, but okay.
Yeah. And they agreed. So here we go. I don't want to see your nipples. I wanted to do something fun with Hayden, my older daughter. She's 13 years old. So I took her to a Flo Rida concert. Now, for the record, I wanted to go to the Flo Rida concert more than she wanted to go.
With your girlfriends, right? Go have a great time. That would be fun, right? But, oh, no, it'll be fun. Come with mommy.
It's going to come with mommy. It's going to be fun. I got tickets, you know? And she was like, you know what? She was like, in Friday night, yeah, let's go. Okay.
Sure.
So we go to the Flo Rida concert, and one of the local colleges had bought a ton of tickets for the students to go, which makes complete sense. And I thought, very cool in every way. But I walked in, and I go, oh, my gosh. The girls were wearing, I shouldn't say girls, they're women. The women were wearing shirts that were like bras, but not just crop top. They were see-through. So you know how they have like the bralettes are very popular right now, Raven? I know you're probably not overly familiar with them.
Yes, I'm very sure that they're very popular. Right, okay.
Okay, bralettes are like they're see-through lacy bras.
I know what bralettes
are. But you wear them with like a blazer over or like a shirt that shows a little bit of it. It's like, it's the undergarment of something you wear over. But they weren't wearing anything over. They were just wearing that. It was so jarring to me to see women walking around that I could see through their shirts and see their nipples.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, Raven, I come from a time of tube tops, lower back tattoos, platform shoes, and black pants.
Yeah.
I am not one to judge. But I could not believe that they would feel so comfortable to walk around where you completely see through their shirt.
Well, I think your wording is important, right? Because this is the danger of you saying something. I mean, not only sounding ancient, but if you were to just say something and say, well, that's not for me. I think that you're wearing too much, you're showing too much or whatever. That would be one thing. That would be you putting the judgment on it. Now, you're saying, oh, well, you know, I mean, I would never be so brave or so bold or whatever.
No, it looks terrible.
So that, yeah, but you're saying it's about empowerment at the same time. This is kind of the hole with it, right?
I know.
That's where you find yourself in trouble because you can't tell somebody not to be bold.
Right.
Right? Because then you're oppressing, you know, whatever it is that they want to do. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, you can be like, I own this place. Don't come in here with your nipples out.
It's so weird. It's so weird because I agree with all that. Like, I believe in women empowering themselves and doing what they want to do. Mm-hmm. But I saw it and I was like, that looks terrible. Like, it looks terrible. It looks tacky. And I don't even want to say this because it sounds bad. It looks classless.
This really does. This is literally the only room that I will speak about this anywhere on the planet. Because nowhere else is a man safe to be talking about. I could talk about it in here with you. Mm-hmm. And when I leave here, I'll act like I didn't have this conversation. Or if I was at home talking to my own daughter. And other than that, as a man, I really don't have an opinion.
The crop top look, it's cute. You want to wear that? You want to pull it off with a pair of jeans? 100%. I don't want to see through your shirt and see that you've got nothing on underneath. To me, it's overstepping the line. But I mentioned it to my daughter, Hayden, who rolled her eyes and said, just go on Hollister, Mom. That's what everybody wears. And then I gave her the death stare and said, don't you even think for one second that you would ever walk out of the door wearing something. Your father will have a heart attack.
What would your grandfather say?
1-800-330-9999. Am I out of line for thinking that wearing anything see-through with nothing underneath is overstepping the line?
From a lack of a filter to unhinged lunacy, we ask you, the people, is Anna Zapp out of line?
Am I out of line? 1-800-330-9999. Went to a Flo Rida concert with my 13-year-old daughter over the weekend.
Did you wear the apple-bottom jeans?
I wore the jeans I have on right now, actually.
Yeah.
Kinda. I had apple-bottom jeans. Don't get wrong. I had boots with the fur.
Mm-hmm.
The whole club was looking at her. Listen, I had my time. I had my time where I wore the tube tops and I wore like all those like crop top things. Those days are long gone.
Yeah.
But
right. What you saw this time was a little bit different.
The women there were wearing like see-through shirts and see-through bras, and I could see their nipples 100%. And my daughter confirmed to me that that's the style, and I don't know what I'm talking about. Mm. But am I out of line for thinking we shouldn't see your nipples? Like, wait, right?
I mean, I would tend to agree with you, but you know, I can't tell anybody what to wear, what to put on their body. I would get lambasted. You know what I mean? Forget it. They drag me through the streets.
Tana and Raven, am I out of line for thinking that?
Absolutely not. I sent my son and daughter-in-law to that concert for a wedding present, and they were totally uncomfortable with it also.
Interesting.
Hmm.
I'm glad that I wasn't the only one that realized it and was like, oh my gosh, this is so much.
I asked them, I said, did you have a great time? What was it like? Blah, blah, blah. Because I really wanted to go, but, you know, I didn't want to be a third wheel either. And they were like, well, it wasn't your scene, Mom, and it wasn't ours either. So
it's also amazing to me that the wide demographic that Flow Rider casts a net, right? You want to go, we want to go, your kids went, right? The college went. Flow Rider, he's still got it.
Oh, man.
Say whatever you want, all right? The club can't even handle it.
Can put on some clothes and we can all go.
Right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Am I out of line?
Yes. So, sorry. No, you're not out of line. You are right. Young girl, it just doesn't look appropriate. I don't know where these ladies are from. I don't know what their backgrounds are. I don't want to judge them, but it just doesn't look right.
Unless you're J-Lo. And then Raven, what do you think? Is Anna out of line?
Nope. Absolutely not. I don't need to see if it's cold in here or if you're excited to see me. That's, you know what? No. Your clothes ain't supposed to telegraph what's going on with you.
And then Raven, is Anna out of line?
I mean, I don't think you're out of line for, like, not liking it, but I mean, I don't think it's offensive. It is a bit much, you know, like leave something to the imagination.
That's what I said. I said, and then I sounded like my mom. So I'm like, they're not going to buy the cow if you give them milk for free. And then I was like, I can't believe I just said those words out loud.
Like I could never say either of these things to any girl, any girl, woman, anything like that without finding myself in trouble. I'd automatically be berated. It's your body. You've got the power to do what you want. Is it for me? Nope. Would it be for my daughter?
Right.
Because I lock her up.
Right. It's what I said to
Hayden. Can't say that either.
Yep. And on Raven, do you think I'm out of line?
I do. If you're young and you got the body, great boobs, cute nipples, work it out. Like, you only live once. Screw it. Do what you do. We all have skeletons in our closet that we've done when we were younger. I'm 40, and I was a go-go dancer at Club 2001.
Oh, I remember that,
joint.
I remember that.
You remember that?
What?
I don't even have any idea. I don't know what you're talking about, but I've never seen Raven so excited. I have no idea.
You go, girl. Good for you.
You know what? You only live once, you know, and then you have kids and everything goes south for the winter. So if your nipples are perky, work it out.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.